For dessert, they had root beer floats, but even better than that, they had creamsicle floats.
Family Man. Yeah. Welcome to the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. This is the show where we remind dads of what's most important. I'm your host, Scott Moore. Thanks for joining us today. Hey, Todd, how's it going?
Scott, as we record this, we're still in July. So that means we're still in summer. I still have one more month of summer. I am not letting go. I mean, I just am not going to give up summer without a fight. And, you know, in the old days, we used to, and we've talked about this, in the old days, you just kind of, August was included in summer. Now, you know, all the powers that be are trying to put it in fall, you know, and I don't like it. So,
yeah, that ain't going to work.
Yeah. So we're still enjoying it. Dads, and I hope you're still enjoying it. There's still lots to do. In fact, my family is up from, well, not up from anywhere. They're from their homes. My two brothers and my sister and their families and my mom and dad, even my Aunt Penny came, and they come to Lake Wawasee every year, northern Indiana, the largest natural lake in Indiana. My family and I've been going for my whole life. My family started going before me. They have a hotel there with a restaurant in it. And I was going through there.
Family owns a hotel with a restaurant?
No, there is a hotel in the area. It used to be United Methodist Church Camp. They owned a big property with lots of little cabins. And they had a hotel that you could stay at. And my grandmother, there's a picture, these old postcards that have been enlarged. And there's a picture of my grandmother. She was probably under, 15, 16. And she's in the middle of this canoe in this ancient looking picture. So we've been going a long time. And so they're all here right now. And there's, I think, 35 people altogether, or between 30 and 35.
Wow.
And it's pandemonium. It's sensory overload, but it's a lot of fun.
Do you know everybody's names?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Good.
I don't let some of the nieces and nephews know that I know their names, but I do know their names. Because once you claim to know their names, then you have to treat them like real people, you know, and you can just say, hey, get out of the way, kid, if you don't really pretend like you know their name. So, but last night we had, and I'm going to ask you, Scott, your favorite summer treat. So during the meal time, everybody's kind of in charge of a meal. Husbands aren't. We do dishes. But like my wife and my brother's wife did dinner last night. For dessert, they had root beer floats, but even better than that, they had creamsicle floats, you know, where they have vanilla ice cream and you put orange soda in it. Oh, man. The ice cream was soft. It was good. But I was thinking about summer treats. In fact, I've been working on my calendar, the 2023 UDAD daily calendar, which will go on sale on November the 1st. But I was writing down summer treats, you know. And so if we were going to compile a list of summer treats, what would you include on there?
I would definitely have the bomb pops, you know, those big red, white, and blue.
Yeah, popsicles. That's a good one. I'm going to add that one.
Yeah, those things are awesome. Now, okay. I was going to say, when you said you're going to ask me my favorite, I have to share. I'm kind of feeling my conscience guilting me into sharing this.
Oh, really?
So I've been on this diet thing for like 5 months now, and I'm getting really tired of it, and
because all you're eating is raw meat, right?
Yeah, pretty much. And I lost weight pretty well for the first few months, but it's been kind of stuck for a couple months now, so I'm just tired of it. And the other day I was out, and this is the great, awesome, wonderful dad that I am. I was out by myself, and I stopped by Grater's Ice Cream, which is like the greatest ice cream in the world.
You brought some to a Family Man 200 Walmart event.
That's right. That's good stuff. So I stopped by there and got myself a Grater's ice cream cone. It was one of those
gallon one.
It was one of those waffle cones that they dip in chocolate. So there's like chocolate on the cone and then a scoop of chocolate chip ice cream in it. And I ate it by myself and I didn't even tell anybody.
Awesome.
I did hear your voice in my head saying, you know, you ought to take your kids to Grater's ice cream, Scott.
But you fought it.
But I was like, nope, I'm here. I'm doing it. I want an ice cream cone. Darn it. And I think I gained 2 pounds that night.
But it was worth it. It was worth it.
Yeah.
So, of course, ice cream would be one of those definitely. Summer but, things. I mean, not that you can't eat some, you know, like a bomb pop in the winter. Almost it's seems wrong. Yeah, it does seem wrong. Other ones that I put that I was just thinking of, watermelon. I mean, I don't like it in the wintertime. Hot dogs on a campfire.
Mm, definitely.
Jack Frost nipping at your nose.
Yeah, s'mores. Did you say
s'mores? Yeah. Potato salad, baked beans. How about, this is my big one, French onion dip with just regular potato chips. I only do that in the summer, and it is like awesome.
Interesting. Yeah, I don't know. So. I think my kids would probably eat that year round.
Oh, yeah. No, it was only in the summer. In fact, I just had my first French onion dip like a week. No, in this past week. And it was good. It was real good.
Any of that carnival food like funnel cakes and whatever.
That's a good. That's a good idea. Yeah. Oh,
I said that for you. I don't really like corn dogs, but I remember you saying you like them.
I love them. I'll put carnival treats,
cotton candy, that kind of stuff.
That's one of the things I don't like. I don't really like cotton candy. About one bite is enough for me.
It's sugar you can inhale. What's not to like?
Carnival cocaine.
It looks like colored hair, but then you eat it and you're like, wow, this is awesome. It doesn't taste like hair at all.
Yeah. I don't know. It does. It's not my thing. Well, we were supposed to have a guest today, and it didn't work out. So we're just kind of hanging, Dad. So thanks for joining us. Thanks for hanging with us. It just always blows me away how many of you dads do that. I got an email from a dad, June. That's not how you spell it, but that's how it sounds. His name June. He's in California. He just sent me a picture that he and his family, they went on their first official RV trip. They rented an RV and they traveled around and those kind of dads, June, you're my hero. I'm always impressed by dads who step out of their comfort zone because I don't know if you know this, Scott, but it's easy as a dad to stay in your comfort zone, which is like, nah, I'll just sit here on the porch.
Or I'll just sit here on the couch.
That's right. Comfort zone fathering by Scott Moore. I'm always shamed and impressed by dads who do the things that they wouldn't normally do. I mean, it's one thing when a dad, you know, likes playing basketball and then he plays basketball with his kids. I mean, that's a good thing, but it's the dad who doesn't like to play basketball, who plays basketball with his kids who really I admire because that's a bigger thing. Or the dad who goes to the mall with his daughter, you know, who doesn't like to go to the mall, or the dad who does it really for Scott, who does anything with his kids, I admire. In fact, I was checking our drive-in movie theater that's not really close to us, about 30 miles away. And I was seeing if they had anything that they were still playing in the month of August, because I'm not letting summer go. And some of the movies I probably wouldn't take my kids to. But on Saturday, August the 13th, they're showing the original Jumanji. And I don't know if all my kids have seen it. So I thought that would be a good one.
The original is in the one with Robin Williams?
Yes. Yeah, they kind of show, you know, older movies. Like they were playing, Pretty in Pink. And I'm like, I don't think I'd take my kids to that, you know. Or a couple others that I just thought, they're a little edgy, a little more adult. Mm-hmm. But they're going to do that one. And then Matilda, which is a great movie.
Are you guys Top Gun fans?
My whole family has seen it except me, and they all say it's awesome.
Yeah.
The new one you're talking about?
Yes.
Have you seen it, I assume?
If you haven't seen the first one, you're probably going to be missing some parts of the story.
I saw the first one. I didn't like it.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I mean,
you probably won't care about the second one then, but
I don't know. My kids, I think they saw the first one after they saw the second one, and they loved the first one. I mean, loved it. So
most of America loved it. So, you know,
yeah, it's kind of one of those unexpected ones.
Even people who hate Tom Cruise love Top Gun. But,
well, that would be a lot of people.
Yeah. But if you, let's put it this way. If you like aerial photography of airplanes and all that stuff, you'd at least love that, because there's so much of that in the second one that's just really cool. So,
well, it sounds like even my kids, the way they, I mean, especially boys, there's that maverick and that you want to be. And I was even talking to my son, you know, like pirates were renegades, they were criminals, they were cutthroats or murderers, but we always romanticize them, and every kid wants to be a pirate. You know, I don't know why, that swashbuckling, you know, the sea in our face, we'll do whatever we want, you know?
Yes.
So it kind of feels a little bit like that. So
he's like American Hero, man. It's one of those America kind of movies, you know?
America?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I don't know if you noticed that America's not very popular right now.
I didn't notice.
Good. Good. Yeah. Well, I know there was like a, you know, cause I'm a Disney guy. And Disneyland had its 67th anniversary recently. And this is how low Disney is sinking. But every year for the last 67 years or 66 years, I don't know how you do that, 67 years, every anniversary, they've always played the Walt Disney himself, his little, "To all who enter here, welcome." You know, and then he goes on and he says, you know, this is based on America and a great country and our dreams. They didn't play it this year. Wow. And, you know, I'm just thinking, you know, wow. I mean, you look at the whatever transcript of what he says and you think, how could anybody be against that? But apparently lots of people are against it, or at least they are trying to please some people. I shouldn't say lots of, some people are against it.
Yes.
I know. So do you have anything left on your, not summer bucket list, but things you'd like to accomplish this summer?
Well, we're sending my kid off to college in a few weeks.
Oh,
that
kinda
has been slapping me in the face every couple of days. I'm like, I'm just sort of walking around and then I'm like, my son's going to college soon. So,
yeah. So that's going to be weird.
Oh, very.
I mean, at your house afterwards.
Yeah.
So how are the other kids handling? Are they like playing no big deal? Dad, can I have his room? That kind of thing? Or
they seem to be okay. I'm a little nervous about that. Here's the thing. He is like at least 50% of the activity and sound that goes on in our house out of the six people that, you know, originally lived here.
All right.
So like Jen described, he kind of came out as a ball of sparkle and fun. And, you know, like that's been the way he's been since he was a baby. So, which is really true and very cool. We've bumped heads and he and I have personalities that can easily clash, but somewhere along the way, God had mercy on me and helped me to see that and not push him to the breaking point.
Yeah.
And, so we still love each other and are good friends at this point, but he's still like that. And it's like, man, it's definitely going to be different without him here. So
yeah.
I don't know. Me and Jen might have some problems. I don't know about the kids. They'll adjust.
Yep, I understand. Well, you know, even as you mentioned that, you know, bumping heads, you know, I mean, this is kind of like a repeating theme, or maybe a repeating topic we've had over, like you were saying this morning, we're close to 10 years of doing this together.
Yep.
You know, you kind of go in and out of phases with certain kids, you know, and I'm kind of in one of those phases right now, where I'm having trouble smiling, you know, because I feel like every interaction goes sour, you know, where it's just like you feel like you're the bad guy because, and I told this child, I said, hey, you know, I love you so much, but I'm having trouble, you know, interacting with you because whenever I ask something, you get all defensive over nothing. You know, and all this emotion comes out of nothing. You ask for a lot and you want to give nothing. And, you know, it does help knowing your child wants to please you and wants to, you know, use self-control. I mean, that helps, but it just feels like, did you try it all in that last second? You know, we just had this conversation. You know,
yeah, it helps a lot for me when my kids have been in those phases to remember that it's a phase, first of all. At least hopefully it is, and I pray that when they're in that, because I'm like, God, right. If this is how it's going to be the whole time, I might be in trouble. but if it's a phase, you know, thankfully it is just a phase. And I try to remember, oh, yeah, I did that too. Right. I'll hear myself saying, I never would have talked to my dad like that. And then I think back and I'm like, oh, yeah, except that one time.
You know? Well, even I was talking to my brothers yesterday and we were talking about my brother Kent threw in his son in the lake, you know, just, and it was funny. It was joking. And they were talking about how I used to do that to my younger brother, Drew, every year. And both my brother and my sister said, oh, you were bad, Todd. You know, like I was just mean about it. And, and I've been on some of my kids for doing those kind of where they don't know when to stop. I'm like, why do you keep tormenting him? You know, just stop. And I thought, that's what I was. I didn't stop. And now I'm a productive citizen who still fails miserably every once in a while. But I try. So, you know, maybe, like you said, they kind of do come out of that.
I tend to blame God on some of those things because, you know, it's like he must have created testosterone for a reason. And boys go through that phase, and girls have their own weird version where they're just, you know, cry about everything or whatever.
Right.
Wow. I'm going to get in trouble for saying that, but oh, well, that's the way it is.
Well, thankfully your girls don't listen to this.
Exactly.
Including your wife.
And, and I might get in trouble for saying this too, but I don't care.
Say it anyway.
My daughter and I were talking, the one who's married, and she was saying it's, I probably should get her permission before we air this. I may have to cut this out. I'll call her and check if I can say this or not, and then I'll edit it out if I can.
Okay.
She was saying,
the following will either be said or not be said.
She said her husband will have little outbursts when he's stressed about something, and he'll just be in the other room and be like, about something, you know, and just yell. And it kind of freaks her out and it gets her stressed. And I'm like, yeah. That's, you know, that's just men. I mean, he'll eventually calm down, but you know, he's, you know, and I used to think like there was something wrong with me, especially because my wife would get mad at me for yelling. Mm-hmm. And I think part of it actually was talking with you, and cause I was like, well, I kind of raised my voice a little, and we've had guys on the show before who are like, well, yeah, I raised my voice with
the kids. I know.
And you're like, yeah, we call that yelling in our house. And I'm like, oh, you mean other guys do this too? And like, I know it's not the best parenting strategy, but it kind of is common. I'm pretty sure most men do that. And it's not the best thing to rip your kid a new one down, you know, up one side and down the other. And, you know, you got to be careful how you do it. And that's part of growing and developing in character, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
Anyway.
I think even as husbands and fathers, I think we need to remind our wives of that truth, because I think sometimes like my wife thinks she'll say, oh, something like, you know, we never learned to do this in our marriage. We never learned to argue. And I'm like, I think we argue great. You know, but I think what she's thinking is, had we learned that, you know, early, then we would have avoided a lot of other things. And that may be true. I get that. But, you know, really, that's what super engaged people do. You don't blow it with people who aren't close to you. And I just think it's part of life, you know, and it's really all of it. It's, if we had it all together, we wouldn't need God. You know, we wouldn't need forgiveness. And I think there's so much, I mean, there's really closeness in sometimes when you have to humble yourself and apologize for acting terrible. And yes, you're right. You know, we don't want to be that way, but we are that way. And really, I think you were right, Scott, when you said you could blame God, because if he wanted you to be perfect, you would be perfect. So maybe being perfect isn't the best right now. later on we'll be perfect and that's the best. But maybe we have something to learn in the midst of that. And I'm kind of okay with that. And even, you know, for, you know, our children and to remind other people like, oh, that's nothing out of the ordinary. I know my son, Ben and Rissa came and they're like, all the kids and that were their daughter's friends, Renly and who's five, you know, they all did this thing. You know, why would they do that? Is it terrible? You know, should we be super concerned? And I'm like, you just handle it. And yes, we've all done it. And it's not uncommon. And you just keep moving. And that's okay. And I think there's, it's kind of comforting for young parents to know that.
Well, you know, there are, of course, there are lines you don't cross. And, you know, I mean, you have a guy who's like, yeah, I slapped my kid against the wall last night. You ever done that to your son? Like, no, I don't do that to my son. You don't do that. That's bad. You don't call your son evil names or whatever. You do learn how to fight fair and how to calm it. That is part of the process too, is learning to be better. But I do think there's this tendency, especially in our culture, to look at men as just smelly, stinky, gross, bad, loud, obnoxious, and, you know, everything terrible. And if women weren't there to make us better, we wouldn't know what to do. And which, you know, I'm sure there's some real truth to that. And that's part of why God created men and women and, you know, not just interchangeable parts, but, you know, that's part of the process. This is, you know,
right.
When you get married, it's like you jump into the fire to become a better person. And God trained you over the next 40 years to be a better person.
I agree.
So, anyway,
I would agree. But I would add to that, Scott, sometimes we are too mean. Sometimes we do push too hard.
Right.
Sometimes we grab too hard. Sometimes we are so frustrated that we do things that we are so sorry for, mm-hmm. you know, and Dad, don't you ever think that you're the only one who went too far, you know, because we've all said things that we're like, oh, I can't believe that just came out of my mouth. And, you know, that again, we work to change that. And, you know, if you grew up in a home that was angry all the time, you know, that's different than a guy who grew up in a home that was calm. And so, you know, you go from where you are and you work to correct it and you apologize and you get help if you need help without feeling ashamed and you just deal with it. But don't think you're alone. Because again, I get dads who say, I know nobody does this except me. And that's not true. Mm. That's not true. So
well said.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say something else, but your line of thought was really, really good. So I don't know what I was going to say. So, okay. Well, hey Dad, I hope you have a great weekend. Again, don't let summer go. Get everything you can out of it. Even just like we had a bad windstorm on, I don't know what day it was, but we had some big branches down, you know, bigger around than you can put your arms around them. And, you know, just to do cleanup with your family is a good thing. So if you've got some projects still to do or some drive-in movie you still want to do or a summer treat you haven't had, make it happen. You know, because you can't wait on anybody else. They're not going to do it. And summer's going to be over. Not yet. We still got a month left. So do it. And do it because you're Dad.
And that's our show for this week, Dad. Thanks for joining us for the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. If you have a question for the show, email Todd at familyman@familymanweb.com. If you have a question for me, you can reach me at Scott@unsocializedmedia.com. Thanks for joining us, Dad. Have a great week.